Welcome to the show.
So glad you're here.
Whoa. Yeah. Where? Holy Spirit just moved. Oh, yeah. Hey, Holy Spirit just moved. Why be the camp? 2x2 the movement. Let's go. I wanna know your name, know your name, know your name, know your name. I wanna know your name, know your name, know your name, know your name. I wanna know your name.
Hello, y'all. I really wanna get to know his name. Not just for a season like Christmas or holidays. I heard his name is Jesus, name higher than every name. And he can't be born and died for sins. What time to blame since that's the case, and what a shame. That people nowadays, not even thinking of him. They living for selfish gain. Instead of hearing Jesus is the reason for the season, which is truth. I'm hearing by the men with tours and clowns on roofs. Give him the boot. Now can you please remind me? What's a Santa Claus to a rockabye baby? I mean rockabye baby. Since a man now we're not a baby. You know he died, but he rose up. Now lift his name up. His name's Emmanuel, I swear, no hell, won't even touch it. That's the end of discussion. I want to know his name. Let my life be shown and tell so you can tell I know him well. It's in his name. I believe.
Hello, everyone. That is Want to Know Your Name by Quincy Howard, my son. And he has his single out, and we're just pushing him and trying to get him out and about. I love to see young people doing their thing, and especially doing their thing for Christ. So we have another guest today. We are still keeping it real daily, creating greater lifestyles by changing our status and raising those standards. And today we're going to be talking about building your inner entrepreneur hook. We're going to build that thing on up, and we're going to help you to be greater. So I hope you have your pens and paper this week, because we have been full of information in May. We're going to make it happen. How about that? So let me welcome to the call today Mr. Eric Hall. How are you doing, Eric?
I'm outstanding, Madeline. Glad to be here. Glad to be here before everyone here so we can have a good time, learn, grow, and just make our lives better.
Absolutely, absolutely. Why don't you tell everybody where you are and where you live and what you do? Just a second of what you do.
Okay, well, I'm a Southerner, originally from the southeast Atlanta, Georgia, but I have been in the Dallas-Fort Worth area for the last, 20 years now. I fell in love with being in the middle of the country because I like to travel. So being here in the great state of Texas, you can go left, you can go right, you can go north, you can go south very easily. And central time zone is good and flat. And then for all those business people, there's no state income tax in Texas. Other thing that we saw over the course of these past few years, pro 2A, pro family, pro freedom, so I love it here.
Oh, awesome. Yes, I love it here too, born and raised. I'm a Texan. So let's talk a little bit about what is your daily, everyday job, and who is Eric Hall?
Well, so my daily, everyday job, I'm an IT professional, but I'm more so on the product management user experience side. So what I do from that particular profession is I help a company, manage how they do projects, but also to make sure end users and customers have a good experience. So, for example, we're here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. There's 7-Eleven, who is a convenience store that's in a lot of states, not every state, but a lot of states. But I help design their mobile app and their loyalty program, which is all about fostering engagement with customers. So I like to do those types of things. I mean, I've worked in and helped with apps and experiences and just business development in a number of industries, retail, media, airline, banking, automotive, restaurant, all those types of things as well, too, and now medical. So even in the automotive area, there's technology, like a lot of times with your vehicle, like how you experience the in-vehicle, like your fun activities, your infotainment system, that type of thing that adds value and it makes a unique driving experience as well, too. So this is just like skill set and things I've learned that you can transfer into a lot of different areas of your life as well as business. So I get to be an entrepreneur within the scope of business because they call me in to help them to, generate more revenue, increase efficiencies, help retain customers, and just make for a good user experience when that customer is interacting with that organization.
You do have your hands full, so and it sounds like you love what you do. So not only do you love Texas, but you love what you're doing in Texas. So that's amazing. So what inspired you? I know you've moved more and you're moving more towards the entrepreneur side, but what inspired you to become one in the first place? Like, what was your inspiration for that?
Well, to me, like, just being an entrepreneur or a business person or even what I do in my profession, it's about solving problems and solving challenges. And so the marketplace provides a unique opportunity to solve many issues, whether it can be food, housing, you know, fitness. There's a lot of different things that people do for that. And then also, too, like, just taking on more and more and more. So, like, my first entrepreneurial gig was washing cars and cutting lawns. You know, as a young man, you know, I played sports, did things, and not always your parents want to buy you the shoes. They might not want to buy you the game, the, all those types of things that you want. And then, you know, you're a young man, you're driving, you need to put gas in the car as well, too. You know, may want to have some fun with your friends or whatnot. So you have to find ways to generate money outside of your house, because if, even if you do work and do things for your parents, that's money coming from the inside the household. They give you money. So you want to be able to get money outside of your household. So that's why I started those different things. And I really enjoyed it, like being able to, you know, have a customer say, hey, you did a good job. I like what you did. Can you take care of my friend? Can you come back this week? That kind of almost gives me a high, you know, providing a good service and doing a good job. Mm-hmm. So that started at a young age. And it's transitioned to different types of avenues and arenas as I've gotten older. And that's kind of how I got my start and why I continue to do it to this day.
It sounds, too, I was going to ask you how long that you been on this journey, but it sounds like from day one, you've just been, have that entrepreneur spirit, and you've just really been doing it a long time. Cutting yards, that's old school right there. Cutting yards and washing cars.
Yeah, that is old school, because it's funny, too, because, again, we live in an era now where you have Uber, you have Lyft, where it's easy to get around. That wasn't always the case back then. And then if you have, you know, brothers and sisters, sometimes you got to share a car. I played sports, so my mom would tell me, well, because you're so active and so those types of things, it's going to be difficult for you to just go and work this one place, you know, sufficient hours. You're going to have to move around. So that's why I had to do things outside of that as well, too. But I did work some places, worked in a gym as a youth, worked at an auto detail shop. These are different things that I did in high school. Also, to work with a computer company as well. So just things that fit into some of the things that I enjoy doing.
Right. And it sounds, too, like money management and finances, like something, too, that you started at a young age. But how important, let's start with credit repair first. Like, I know these days young kids, some parents, you know, whatever situation may have, you know, wrecked their credit, so it's important that they know about that. So tell us, how important is it?
Well, yeah, it's definitely important, especially at a young age. And the you mentioned a thing about, like, where parents do things to put things in their kid's name, but also, too, when you know, you start turning 18, and maybe when you go to college or go there, they're sending you different types of things, right? And it's funny, too, because at a young age, I didn't understand the concept of money, because my mom would say, oh, well, I don't have any money. I'd be like, okay, write a check or swipe the card, because in my mind, that was what you do when you didn't have money, because I would see, like, goods and services get exchanged without handing physical money. So fast forward a little bit, now that you have your own money and you have your own responsibilities, you have to be mindful of how you spend, what types of things you do. And then even if you're not someone who, you know, uses credit per se in the manner that you think, you know, your credit score is going to affect, you know, your insurance rates for your vehicles, even your health insurance. Yes, when you go and, you know, you get your first apartment or and you want to get electricity or get something in your name, that's going to determine whether or not you have to put a deposit down. And, you know, even when you start buying homes and cars and things of that nature, what type of interest rates you're going to get as well. So that's why it's important to be able to do what you need to do. And then additionally, We're in a time where emergencies happen. So if you're someone who does not have, which credit is essentially access to money, then you can't necessarily get a loan to start a business. You might not be able to get a loan because you're in a bind, and that's why you see these people doing GoFundMe. You know, it just puts you in a better situation to be able to do what you need to do. And then also, too, in order to have good credit, good finances, that takes a level of discipline, right? And so discipline, when you have it in this area, you can have discipline in that, okay, I know I need to be, you know, eat properly. I know I need to do this level of fitness to be consistent. I know I have to treat, you know, friends, loved ones to be dependable in those areas. I know I need to have this level of excellence in my professional life, as well as if I'm doing entrepreneur life as well, too. It's all about some of those types of things transition to other areas as well, too.
So when you're an entrepreneur, I know a lot of people are moving towards that era of being a career choice, actually. And 401s, you know, things like that, when you're working for yourself, what are some of those options for them being able to invest in themselves with their finances, like the 529? I know that's something for kids, for student loans parents can get into, or Roth IRA. What are some things that you can, tips that you can give for helping them get started early?
Well, those are all good points. I always say, like, determine what some of your goals are. And start with something small and then work toward that. So, for example, I know we have people of various ages, right? So here we are. We're in, well, we just had prom season, but, you know, some people may be looking forward to that next year, looking forward to graduation, or looking forward to a milestone birthday or Christmas. So you may say, okay, I want to do these types of things for people. And so you may say, I'm going to put away $10, I'm going to put $20. But the goal is to do something like that you know you can do and be consistent. So even me with certain investment things, I have things that just come out automatically. I don't touch it. It just comes out automatically every single time. And that way it's on autopilot.
Okay.
That's also very helpful as well, too. And then look at investing in yourself as well, too. Like what types of skills are you learning? What types of events are you learning? And then we haven't really talked about this as well, too. But when we talk about branding and marketing and image, you have four areas. We call it the ABCD, which is appearance, behavior, communication, and digital footprint. So those are all good areas to invest in as well, too.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. I was just going to ask you, too. Let's talk about this branding and marketing, because as business owners and even entrepreneurs, let them know how important that is to make sure you have that in place, and maybe what some first things first that they need to do that.
Well, it's definitely important because think about, like, the brands that you recognize and why. And even brands, I'm not going to get into the politics of brands. I'm just going to talk about brands that we know. So you know companies like Coca-Cola. You know companies like Nike.
Mm-hmm.
You know companies like, you know, Ford or General Motors. These are companies now where they may have been around 50, 60, 70 years. But what are these companies still doing? You still see commercials like in Doritos and chips. You still see commercials for them. So even though they've been around and they're household names in everybody's mind or recognizable brand, and I even use Apple, for example, as well, too, they're still doing things to put themselves front of mind of their customers. So this is never this is a journey that never ends. You always have to make sure that you're putting yourself in position to be front of mind of that customer individual. And that's not just for entrepreneurs. That's also for people who are corporate, because, again, there are some people who may love entrepreneurship, but they may have other careers that they enjoy doing. I have a lot of my family members who are educators, so they love educating people. Another cousin, he's in law enforcement. I have people who like to cook, do all those types of things as well, too. So you may love your career, but how are you getting the most out of that and being front of mind for those individuals? So that's one thing. And then the other thing, too, is what's going to be different about you? You know, we have in the U.S., I'm guessing that's where everyone's from. We have, or not from, but where they live currently, We have 330 million people, give or take, living in this area. So what is going to be unique about you, and why should they deal with you? And when it comes to problem solving, people buy two things, right? And it doesn't matter. Whatever product or service you can look at, people buy two things. They buy a solution. It's going to, you know, solve a problem. And the other thing is they buy an experience. So when you're starting out, whether it's your entrepreneur or even if you're, you know, going for a job interview, communicating, those types of things, what solution are you providing to the market, or what type of experience do you want a person or organization, a customer, to have from dealing with you? What do they get out of that?
That's good. That's really good. I'm glad you touched on the solution and experiences, because that's customer service for experience. Like, if you get bad at customer service, you're pretty much out of there. And then, of course, solving the problem, that's customer service. So if y'all are working in those fields, those of you listening in, if that's your profession, like that's what you do every day, don't get mad. You know, learn from those things so that at some point you can branch off and become your own entity. So the customer service is well needed. If you got a crew and y'all can do phone service for somebody, that's a business, you know, to do call service after hours for someone. Like, that's a business. So you could easily branch off and do some things on the side for some of those mom and pops, and answering questions or taking some orders. You know, maybe they want to learn how to do orders online. Like, these are things that you could start your own little thing with. So that's, I'm glad you brought that up. That's really important. Customer service. Wow. Okay. So
I want to touch on something else. I want to touch on something else as well too, because you mentioned call centers and customer service. But there's another big growing trend of like virtual assistants or virtual professionals. So let's just say, for example, you work throughout the day, and then after five, you have a busy business owner who might need someone to organize or call their appointment to say, okay, Madeline, you have an appointment with Dr. Smith on Thursday. I'm just calling to confirm, or I'm calling to confirm this appointment. So these are little things that you can do and have and add extra to your business portfolio.
That's true. That's a good point, because I see that a lot, and I've even looked into that one myself. Because that's really a very large growing something, at least for the last at least 2 or 3 years. I've been noticing it coming out a little bit more and more. So we've gone over quite a bit, and as you guys can see, Mr. Hall is very knowledgeable in professionalism, you know, just entrepreneurship. He's got experience and skill set that, I don't know, I feel like we would just tap the tip of the iceberg with him, because he sounds like he's just full of knowledge. We talked about credit and credit repair. We talked about finances and money, management of that money, and even marketing, branding, and attraction marketing. That attraction is, what exactly is attraction marketing? What is that?
Well, essentially, as a marketer or individual, you want to be where your ideal customers are and then draw them in. So, for example, I use Sam Club, or even when you go in the mall, right? So when you go to the mall, you have people, especially when you go to the food court, what do? They don't just stand behind a booth. They get out there with their tray of food, and they say, hey, try this, hey, try that. Because one thing we know, sampling does work, right? And then you got to look at what your market is as well too. So let's just say you're an organization that does things for children, right? Well, does it make sense to be marketing at a bar? And the reason I say at a bar is because people are there to drink, have a good time, but they're not thinking about, okay, well, who's babysitting, who's walking the dog. So you would want to be in position where those ideal target markets are. So it's about being where your ideal customer is, whether that's in person or whether that's online, and also, too, attracting them once you're there. What is it that you have to draw them in? I've done a lot of vendor expos, and one of my main rules for doing vendors and expos is, one, you should never be sitting at your booth. So it's best if you have two people, but it's even better
That's
if you
right.
have multiple people. Now, the only people who can really sit at their booth, if it's you're serving like a beverage or a food or something like that, because the smell, the color, those types of things are going to draw people in to come and look at your product or service, right? So I always tell people, one, you should be, you know, have some nice signs, different types of things. But also, two, you should be standing, you know, in front, greeting people, talking to people, and saying, okay, what is this young man or this young lady doing? They're smiling at me. They're talking to me. I'm curious to draw them in. Versus I see them sitting, maybe they're on their phone, they're doing other stuff, or maybe they just not as into their business or into what they're doing with that. So being out front, being present with that, and then what is your unique selling proposition, which is your branding? And we talk about congruence as well when we talk about attraction, marketing, and branding. And so let's just say you're a fitness person, right? Well, if you're a fitness person, I would expect you to be in shape. I would expect you to, you know, look the part, act the part, and have the knowledge, right? So if you're a fitness person and you've been on your couch for the last 3 years, that's not really congruent with your brand, right? And also, too, let's just say you're a health food person. So if you're a health food person, but then you're doing other things, like you have to have congruence with your brand. And so one thing I challenge, we have people on this call, one thing I challenge people to do, what's one way, one word that you would describe yourself, or what types of things do you want people to say after they have dealt with you? All right, so I'll give myself a I'll give a perfect example. And I go through this exercise with clients as well, too. One of my, like, you ask who is Eric Hall, so my brand is I Am Eric Hall. I'm exceptional, relentless, inspiring, confident, high achieving, legendary leader. But when it comes to what my one word is, it's exceptional, right? So what does exceptional mean? That means someone who does something well. They may do it versatility and may do it in a number of manners that may be different than other people do. So that's why I'm exceptional, because it's above average, different than norm, but does well, all right? So then ask yourself, what is exceptional eat? What is exceptional drive? What is exceptional wear when they go out and do business? What type of language does exceptional do when he or she talks to these people? Well, I'm using me as an example. But what types of things does that person do, all right? What type of pins does exceptional have? So I'm using that because this is my personal brand and what I do, and I go through this with other individuals, but that's how you make sure that you're congruent with your brand. Now, I know in your intro with your son's song, it talks about Christianity, religion, those types of things. So how would that type of person act? How would that type of person dress? How would that type of person interact with people? Because we've all been in situations where we see a brand and they don't act in congruent with, quote unquote, the messaging that we talk about. So, for example, let's talk about Nike. And I'm not saying they do this or don't do this, but Nike is supposed to have quality footwear, apparel, so on and so forth, right? So with Nike being congruent, if you buy a pair of shoes or outfit and you walk out the store, it gets a hole in it, like, before you even get to it good, right? And then they're not willing to replace it, and that happens multiple times, right? You would say, okay, that brand is not incongruent with what they're talking about, all right? So I want, and then, another place we talk about is Chick-fil-A, right? So Chick-fil-A, they have quality customer service. You know, they have, you know, all their people, they're dressed nice. They're professional. You're not going to see, like, their employees with, like, piercings and tattoos. They may have, but you're not going to see that on there, right? Because that's the brand that they have. And you rarely hear about people acting a fool in Chick-fil-A. You rarely hear about, you know, bad customer service in Chick-fil-A, because that's their brand, and they hire their staff based on that, so they're congruent. And that's one kind of key thing that I work with people on.
Okay. Well, that's some really great information. And if you guys didn't catch anything from it, even those who are listening in on the playback, I suggest you play it again and write your notes. Listen the first time, that's cool, but play it again and write down the notes along with your ideas and things that you're doing and then how you can make it better. Because today we're talking about building your inner entrepreneur up. We want to be better. We want to be greater. And all of the information that you received from this 30-year experienced individual, he has given you some great tips and some great ideas to help you grow and to help you become greater and better. And even to share that with some of these younger kids, these preteens and teenagers, they're moving into technology. Like, that's going to be their thing. So we need to make sure that our kids can keep up when they graduate from high school, even going into college if they choose not to. Technology is growing, and as you can see, it's where it is. And so we want you to be prepped. We want you to be financially prepared and able to succeed and reach after whatever goal or dream you set out for yourself. So, Eric, with that, I want to say thank you for joining us, and we appreciate it. Tell everybody, we got about a minute, so tell everyone how they can reach out to you and make contact.
Well, yeah, I'm on Instagram, so it's I am, just like I am, and then Eric, E-R-I-C-H-A-L-L, so I am Eric Hall. You can also reach me via phone, 214-293-0731. Feel free to reach out and, or, you know, I always say text first, or email halleric@yahoo.com. Those are the ways to reach me. And what I want to do is, you know, because we're at graduation season, and I'll let you help with that. Mm-hmm. You know, they can reach out to you. But I like to give a free 30-minute consultation to one of your listeners out there.
Okay.
So I will let awesome. You do that and set that up, and I would be happy to help one of your listeners. It doesn't matter where they are. It doesn't matter if they're still in high school, they're in college, or, you know, getting ready to retire from their regular career, want to go into entrepreneurship. I like to help them as well, too.
Excellent. That sounds amazing. So I want to thank you for taking the time out your busy schedule. We really do appreciate some nuggets that you've given that just there is no price tag on it. It's just y'all take value in what people know and what they share, because their time and their experience and their skills, I really appreciate that. And I take the time to say thank you, and I appreciate you, Eric, so much. And I just thank you, and I pray you have a wonderful evening and the rest of your year be just as prosperous as the year before. So with that, you guys, we're going to call it a night. Yes, sir.
I was going to say happy new month, happy Monday, and make it amazing.
Absolutely. Make it amazing. That sounds really good to me. I'm Madeline Bass, your host of So Real with Madeline, where we keep it real daily, creating greater lifestyles by changing our status and raising those standards. Y'all have an awesome Monday and a very successful May. God bless.
All right. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.